Parsha. Parsha's Vayakel. Many times the Torah uses the word Chacham with Lev. Chacham with Lev. Nedivut, we know, is Belev. The person who gives, donates, is Belev, it's with the heart. He's moved with the heart to donate. Chochma, Chacham, Lev. If you look at the Psukim, it says, V'chol Isha, Perik Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chafei, V'chol Isha, Chachmas Lev. Chachmas Lev. You look further, Pasuk Lamed Hei, Mile Oysom, Chochmas Lev. You look further. Oh, in Pasik Aleph. Lamed Vav Aleph, correct. Lamed Vav, right? Lassim Tzavliyav Chalish Chachmas Lev. So again, Chochma and Lev. What does it mean to be a Chacham Lev? Simply, Chachma is in the mind. It's wisdom. A wise man is wise in the mind. Here the Torah calls wise in the heart. What does it mean to be a Chacham Lev? Also, if you look at the Psukim, there's a lot of redundancy here. V'asa b'tzal v'aliyah v'chal ish chacham lev asher nosna Hashem chachmu tfuna bohem ulo das lasoises kol meleches avoides hakoydesh. It keeps on repeating it. V'yikra moishel b'tzal v'aliyah kol ish chacham lev asher nosna. Look at Pasuk Beis. It's unbelievable. It just keeps on repeating itself again and again. The people who have chacham lev, who Hashem gave chachma. Let's say you want to say that someone is a Chacham Lev. Okay, so you say it in one sentence. V'asa b'tzal v'aliyah v'chal ish Chacham Lev. Okay, all the wise men. Then when you call them, it has to be again the same speech. V'yikra Moshe b'tzal v'aliyah v'chal ish Chacham Lev. And not only that they're Chacham Lev, but why are they Chachamim? Asher nosan Hashem, that Hashem gave them. Tell me, is it possible to have wisdom that Hashem doesn't give? I know it's a funny expression here in the Pesukim. Kasha, Pella, Pil. You read it. It screams. Ta'un bia. It needs interpretation. Why the repetition? Besides what it means to be a Chacham Lev, the repetition of it, and also that Hashem gave wisdom in their heart. Who else? So any other way to get wisdom? So the truth is, this last question we can answer, that it's taka one thing, wisdom that Hashem gave, right? Vayikra Moshe al b'tzal v'aliyah v'kol ish chacham lev, asher nosan Hashem chochma b'libay. It's actually one thing, the wise one that Hashem gave him that wisdom. It won't answer why we have to stress it. Why do we have to speak it out clearly? That meantime, we don't have an answer for. But the simple pshat is, it's going back on the same wisdom. The wisdom that they have is what Hashem gave them. You'll see in Pasuk, Perik Lamed Al Pasuk Vav, that that's not the pshat. That actually it's a two-step wisdom. It's wisdom, and now that they have the wisdom, Hashem gives them more wisdom. Let's take a look at Perik Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Vav. Vani, Hine, Nosati, Itoi, Es Olio, Ben Achisamach, Lamati, Don, Ubelev, Kol, Chacham, Lev. Sati, I give Chachma. He's a Chacham Lev, And Nosati, I give. So Hashem is talking about someone who is a Chacham Lev, that Chacham Lev, I give Chachma. So again, we could try to say actually the same thing. The wise man, I've given him wisdom. But that Hashem himself should repeat that, strange. Because if you're saying about a person that he's wise and Hashem gave him wisdom, it's repetitious, but at least it could be said. There's no pshat in the pasuk. What do you mean? All the wise men, I've given them wisdom. What does it mean? So Chazal actually tell us in Brachas Daf Samachay Omer Aleph that it's two things. That the person is a wise man. And the wise man, Hashem gives him wisdom. And there's a pasuk in Daniel. The pasuk in Daniel, Perik Bey, is pasuk Chaf. Yohev Chachmasa L'Chachchina. Hashem has given wisdom to the wise. So the Chazal in Brachis, Dav Samachay Amar Aleph, teach us that wise men, if you're wise, you will get from heaven, you'll get from Shemayim, wisdom. And that's what they darsh in the pasuk. Ubelev kol chacham lev. If someone is a chacham lev, nosati chachma, I added, I've given him more, extra portion of what? Of wisdom. What is this wiseness of the heart? A, like I asked you, and B, how does one get that without getting it first from Hashem? What does it mean? If someone is wise at heart, then Hashem gives him wisdom. So there's levels, obviously, and the first level is Chacham Lev, and the Chacham Lev is the person who gets what? Who gets more wisdom. It's a very big question. What does it mean to be a Chacham Lev? You know, Shlomo HaMelech, Hashem asked him what he wanted. He answered very wisely. He answered that he wanted wisdom. And therefore Hashem gave him more wisdom. Hashem nosan chachma l'shleim. Hashem gave him wisdom. Was he wise to begin with? And the answer is, he was very wise. His answer showed tremendous wisdom, tremendous insight, tremendous keen. And therefore, what did Hashem do? He gave him extra portions of wisdom. And that's what this pasuk is saying. So we have to identify what's the first step. What is Chacham Lev, the first step? That on top of that, Hashem gives Chachma. What is this Chachma? What is it? Okay. Oh. Lev. So I saw an interesting Rabbeinu Bechayim. Rabbeinu Bechayim wants to be mechadish that there's 32 shvilei chachma belev. 32 roads of wisdom. Shvilim are roads.
32.
That's what he says. Lamed beis. Probably that's why lev is called lev. If you see a Rabbeinu Bechayim like this, the Rabbeinu Bechayim is translating the word lev is parallel to the lamed beis shvilei chachma that it inherits, that it inherently is found in the lev. I didn't know the word lamed beis shvilim. I don't know. What does that mean? Does it mean there's 32 wisdoms? I know of 8 wisdoms. The Menorah has 8 kanim. 7, excuse me. I was thinking about the Chanukah Menorah. Forgive me. The 7 kanim. Forgive me. Because there are 7 chachmas, the 7 wisdoms of the world, as they say in English, right? The 7 wisdoms of the world. What is the lamed beis shvilei chachma? What is it? Now, I'm sure in Kabbalah there's a lot to do about this. I don't know. Kabbalah is not my field. And the little bit that it is my field, which it really is a little bit, but not to the extent that I can explain to you the lamed beis shvilei. I have never come across that in my literature reading of Kabbalah. Okay. So what is the Lamed Beis Shvila? What is it? Let me explain to you what I believe in Pshat is the Lamed Beis Shvila. And with this, we'll understand what it means to be a Chacham Lev. And with this, we'll understand how Chacham Lev is the introduction to further what? Further wisdom. And then we'll try to understand how it applies to us. Well, I know we're all brilliant. Ask any guy, he'll tell you. Ask the guys themselves, they'll tell you. All Ge'onim, Chachamim. What lesson are we to take from being a Chacham Lev, with Bezalel? What's the point? And how is it so relevant to the building of the Mishkan? If you notice that there's an emphasis on the Chacham Lev, step one, which brings the Chachma, step two, which is relevant for the building of the Mishkan, because it's repeated so many times by the men, by the women, Aliyah. What is its significance? What role does it play in the Binyan HaMishkan? This is a legitimate Pashit Pshat question. So far I've told you learning. I learned with you the Psukim. Now we're going to come to explain a little bit Hezbo. Which Chachma are we referring to when we call you a Chacham Lev? Which Chachma are you referring to? Rab Chaim Valozhina and the Netziv learn that we're talking about Yira Shemayim. Hein Chachma Yira Salikim. The greatest Chachma is the fear of Hashem. Remember such a pasuk? Hein Chachma Yira Salikim. Pasuk in Mishlei. So the Yira Hashem is Chachma. And that's the Chacham Lev that this pasuk is talking about. How does this have to do with Yoiv Chachmisa L'Chachamim? But Hashem adds wisdom to Chachamim, and the answer is because Yira Shemayim protects Oitzu. It's called an Oitzu, the silo that protects wisdom. So therefore, Yoiv Hashem gives Chachmosa L'Chachimon Yira Shemayim. If you're wise. And therefore Hashem adds to you Chachma. Hashem gives you the Chachma. And I guess we have to fix a little bit because protecting and giving means if Hashem knows it'll be protected, he gives it to you. Maybe we could say something like that because there's a little bit of a jump. Oitzah means it protects it. And Nas on the pasuk that Reb Chaim Volozhin is sticking it back into is what? Is giving. So the pshat is since Hashem sees that it's protected, what does he do? He gives it to you. That's what it means. Hashem gives it in a protected way to you. I guess we have to, each to his own, how he wants to, you know, fine-tune this pshat. But that's the Reb Chaim Volozhin's taich. Okay. I'd like to go through the Netziv with you. Because the Netziv just doesn't say this. He says a little bit more, and I thought it was very interesting. Because the Netziv, after saying this pshat, he questions, so why is it called Lev? Why is it called Lev? Chacham, Yira Shemayim, true. But why is it called Chacham Lev? So let me read with you the Netziv. Heilige, heilige Netziv. Listen carefully. It says the Netziv as follows. He brings the Gemara, the Hashem eats Chachma, he brings the Pasuk in Daniel. Now we're going to learn what it means. Vakavona bezeh. Shoyrish chachma. Shoyrish chachma. Misparish la shtei hayrois. There's two types of wisdoms. There's two types of wisdom. One is seichel v'charitzis. Common sense. Wit. Sharpness. He's on the ball. Guy thinks good. Strong-minded. Beis, limudius umadoyim, knowing knowledge, school. For example, you can go to school and learn all the knowledge in the world, which is chachma, but you can still be what? Excuse the expression, a raving idiot, right? The biggest proof, you know what the biggest proof is? Go into the colleges, you'll see it. They can get 100 on the test, and they can still be fools, idiot, grand atmarojana, okay? Nothing, as stupid as you could expect. What do you mean? They're very wise, a PhD. PhD. And the answer is there's two wisdoms. There's wisdom, knowledge, and there's wisdom, common sense. This is what the Nitziv says, okay? V'zeu pirish ha-mikra b'mishlei. Reish is chachma, k'nei chachma. The beginning of wisdom is to obtain wisdom. U'b'chol kinyonecho k'nei bina. Which means, reish is seichel l'adam. The first wisdom is to behave according to the knowledge you obtain. D'mitchila yikne chachma sacherim. First you learn, go to school, you get knowledge. Right? You learn the wisdoms that others have brought, given to the world. And then, v'achakach, v'chol kinyanecha k'nei bina. And from that, you learn how to behave and how to think and how to get ahead in life. So there's knowledge, book knowledge. And then there's what? Street smarts, as they say in English. And this is what he says the Gemara means, ligmar inish v'ha de lisber. First, a person should learn, and then he should explain, he should have svara. Why? First you learn the text, and then from that you deduce knowledge, daily knowledge. You know, I once had a Rebbe that used to say, I went to college. Everything I know I learned in college. The college of life, that's what he used to say. Life is one big college. And he says, he pissed. He got a PhD in the College of Life. That's what he used to tell me. He said, Rosh Hashiva of mine. And I thought it was a wise thing to say. You could learn and study and still be not too bright. And then you could learn and study and take from that, learn from that, deduce from that, the wisdoms of daily life. Kitzer ulamihu misayeya v'yav madoin l'chachim apirish l'mishu bar seich. So what does Hashem say? In order to give you knowledge, book smart, first you have to be seichel smart. Hashem is not going to go and take a fool and make him, you know what, here, be a genius. That's pshat in yohiv chachmisu l'chachim. First, you got to be wise. Can't be an idiot. If you act like an idiot, Hashem says, listen, I'm not giving you any wisdom. Pirish, lemishu bar seichel v'yedeich lishmas yidyoisav shleyechel l'makim shein eroi. Okay. Avladayin kashin. So you understand the first pshat he's saying something very interesting. Yoyich, hakim l'hakim is talking about world smarts. But even in world smarts, what?
You have to learn.
First, you have to be a bal seichel. Hashem... You know, I'll give you like Reb Shamshon Folhersh. I saw him. He writes so beautiful. Very nice. I'm a chassid, Reb Shamshon Folhersh. What should I tell you? I'm a chassid. Even though I'm a Litvak, he's a German, and the two of us have nothing to do with chassidus, I'm a chassid of his. Because he knew what he was talking about. You know what he says? He says, Torah despises the concept of sudden relevance. You know, he got a revelation. The idiot, the schmeiger, the guy, the homeless guy became, he became a... It's so brilliantly brought out, because I believe in the Goyish world, that's all the fantasy, the Disney world, yeah? That all of a sudden, the pauper, he got an enlightenment, and he became this enlightened, brilliant, I guess in broader sense, he was referring to a certain Messiah that they have, you know, that a mamzer all of a sudden got this enlightenment. You know, it's interesting. I heard a program on the BBC radio that they were discussing what happens. This was a few people discussing what happens if God would come to you and say, by the way, you're the Messiah. Shay? Would you take on the role?
Mission.
Would you take on the mission? Each one over there would say, nah, you turn it down. He wouldn't want it. It's not for him. Yeah.
Maybe you, Rabbi.
So I was thinking of an interesting thing. What do we see from this? That in their concept of Messiah, you could be a nobody. You could be an alcoholic. You could be a radio talk show, which is a lie and a farce, and the whole thing's a joke. And you could get a revelation that what? That you are the Messiah. It's not a contradiction. And that echoed to me when I read the words of Reb Shamsher Fuller. What he's saying is, Yov Chachmos L'Chachimin, you have to be big to get at it. Hashem Nasal Chachma L'Shleima is because he was taka very big Shleima. He was taka a big person. Then Hashem could come and have a revelation. Here, a Navi, he writes. I believe he brings this marshal. A Navi didn't just get a revelation. You know who a Navi was? Till he became a Navi. You know how big he was. You know how worked out he was. That's Yoiv. Chachim l'chachmasa. But still, it's wisdom. But Hashem gives wisdom only to the wise. Says Ritziv, but then why is it called Leiv? It should be Chacham. Kol chacham, nasati chachma. For all wise, I have given wisdom. Why leiv? Avel adayin kasha, says Ritziv. It's still difficult. My pshat is not still 100%. Because it's true that only the wise get wisdom. It's true that you have to have seichel to get wisdom. Nevertheless, the word leiv, cast doubt if that's the real pshat. Because then there's nothing to do with leiv. The wisdom is not in the heart. Ella mishkanei b'mayach. It's in the mind. You're not a wise heart. You're a wise mind. So why is it lame? You hear? The Ritziv is asking our question. I love this. You hear? You hear? You're right. Only the wise get wisdom. But why is it that we use the word lame? Why does the pasuk refer to the chachma of the lame? Therefore, he says there's two other meanings to Chacham Leiv because the word Leiv connotates that. Chada, Chachma Yiras Hashem. We're talking about Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim. That's the Chachma. She raises Chachma Umishkana. And where is this found? Where is the dwelling place of this Chachma? And the answer is belayed. It's in the heart. Shainus, the second wisdom. Bekayach habitachai, security, confidence. Sheyechkan b'malach hazu, alfa gav shloi limda. How does Bezalel build a mishkan? You know how old Bezalel was, right? We all know, 13-year-old little boy. And on top of that, he was not a contractor. He had no experience. He was cast into a role which was way beyond his capabilities. So he needed security. The security came because Hashem said you could do it. That's Yira and Bitachin, which is where?
Leiv.
It's in the heart. Bitachin is also Beleiv. It's also in the heart. You're listening? You're listening to an Etziv Rabbi say. Ubelev kol chacham leiv. If a person has yiras shemayim, if a person has bitachon, what is he going to have? He's going to have wisdom. Hashem will pile on him. Hashem will pile on him extra portions of wisdom. You hear? You hear the pshat? You hear? You're listening?
You're supposed to be born like this.
You're supposed to be born like what?
Chacham leiv.
How could you be born? That's what I'm trying to say. I hope Shad is saying not like that. You have to get it on your own. I'm trying to answer this question. Chacham Leiv. Hashem didn't give you the Chacham Leiv, and the answer is no. That's good for what I'm trying to answer. He doesn't say this, the Nitziv. He just says, what's the Chacham Leiv? Why Leiv? And the answer is, talking about Yiras Shamayim. We're talking about Bitachon. Which is belief. Yira Shamayim Bitachay. He's saying, Amari de Gavart, the confidence to go into something new and build and do. I have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're the leader, and if you tell me to do it, then I do it. Whether or not I know what I'm doing or I feel secure, I've never done it before. Lev. Ubelev kol chacham. Lev. Nosati chachma. Reb Tzadik HaKoyin says it's referring to Torah. Chachmas HaLev means Torah. I'm going to read you the Lashon. Reb Tzadik HaKoyin says, Iker Kinyana of Torah is Belev. The Chachma of the Goyim is Min HaSafa Ulechutz. There's inner wisdom and there's external wisdom, says Reb Tzadik. So the Chachmas Lev is referring to Torah. Then it's in that Reb Chaim V'Lajan is learning that it's referring to, by the way, the Reb Chaim V'Lajan is in Nefesh HaChayim, Shar Dalin Perikei, he's learning that it's talking about Yiras Shamayim. Then it's in it's referring to Wad B, Tachin as well as Yiras Shamayim. Okay, it's all part of Yiras Shamayim. Reb Tzadik HaKoyin is learning that means Torah. Chachmas HaLev is Torah. The Kinyan is Belev. It's Kinyanim of the heart. Kinyani HaLev. It's inner wisdom. Masha'en Kain, says Reb Tzadik, the Goyim are why? Brilliant. As smart as they come. Yeah? But it's not internal, it's external. You see that it doesn't affect them innerly. In their mahut, who they are. They're smart. This is Chacham Lev. And when you're a Chacham Lev, Nosati Chachma. Nosati Chachma. Says Reb Tzadik, that's the Pshat in Gemara. Chachma Bagoyim, Tam. Toyer Bagoyim, Al Tam. Yerush, their wisdom is only external, it's not internal. Yeah? Why is it believed? So the truth is, according to Reb Tzadik, it's very pashut why it's belayf. Why? Because the kinyan of Torah seeps deep into the lev. It's internal. That's what he means. The word lev is a metaphor. Is a metaphor for what? For inner. According to the Tziv and Reb Chaim V'Lajner, the lev is what? The lev is, because Yiras Shamayim's belayf. What does he mean by that? So I want to add Rabbi Elchanan Vassman, the famous Rabbi Elchanan that we speak all the time. Don't follow your heart. Follow my heart. Chazal say, minus. Kfir is in the heart, kfir is in the mind. The mind believes or thinks or is mistaken. Why is it called what? Belev, in the heart. Why belev? Why in the heart? Yeah? Says Rabbi Elchanan, it has to do with the lev. If the lev is not pure, then the mind is corrupted. Otherwise, the mind thinks without the heart, then the mind will know that there's Hashem. There's no question about it. There's no fear of kfirah. There is no fear of kfira if a person follows his mind. The problem is, it's the heart, the bad midas, the corrupt, that cloud the mind from seeing the truth. So maybe that's what it means, chacham lev. That's what I want to say, pshat. According to the Tziv, it's referring to Yiras Shamayim. It's true it's referring to Yiras Shamayim. That is a true thing. It's referring to Bitachin, which is in the heart. What does that mean? It means because it's the heart that produces real Chach. We're soon going to learn this from the Michtam Eliyahu. The Michtam Eliyahu says a very interesting pshat. We'll get to it a little bit later as well, but maybe I'll tell it to you now too. A person with his mind could know that this is right and this is wrong. But the moment that the heart is the boss, so to speak, and is in control, then the minute he wants something, he forgets all the chachma and he runs after the Yetzirah, after the taiva. The brain could come and tell me that this is not good, it's taiva, it's not. But the moment the heart wants, and the heart is in control, then everything falls out by the wayside, falls away by the, all the wisdom goes on the, goes out, goes away.
Chassidus explains the same thing. It's got to go from the head to the heart.
Right. See, he wants that the heart, the chachma, is about the leif. This Rabbi Isai is tupshat, okay? Let's discuss this a little further. You ready? Are you ready? Yirah Shamayim is the Chacham Lev according to Nitziv. Yeah? According to Reb Tzadik Hakayim, it's referring to Torah. And the diuk of the Pasuk is Chacham Lev, that actually comes from the person. How is that from the person? Now I understand why it's from the person. Why? Because Yirah Shamayim, Chazal tell us that Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mi Yirah Shamayim. So who obtains Chacham Lev? If Chacham Lev means Yirah Shamayim,
you.
You. If it means Torah, Yogata
Umatzat.
Umatzasa. So the first thing is you have to toil. And then Hashem gives you. So the first step of the Chacham Chochmah, which is the Chacham Lev, that's you. Ubelev kol Chacham Lev Masati Chochmah. Okay? So we put everything together. We try to understand what is the Chacham Lev. What is it? We're going to get back to Rabbeinu Bechaya, the 32 Shvilim. We still have to explain what are the 32 roads of wisdom. We didn't get there yet. But at least we understand what the Pasuk is saying. You know what the Pasuk is saying? Ubelei kol chacham leiv. Either according to the Tziv, it means a Yarei Shemayim. Or according to Tzadik, it means a person who's Koneh Torah. Hashem is. So why is it belei? So we explain. Because the lev is the shayrish of all the chachma when it comes to Yirah Shamayim. If you have the lev, if the lev is pure, then the chachma stays. We also explain that Torah is an internal wisdom, since also the lev. So we explain lev. Now, what also would explain why the pasuk says and implies that it's you? Why is it you? Hashem doesn't give it, and the answer is no. In the beginning, it's what? It's you. Top of that, Hashem gives what? Uki girsa siyata deshmaya. Hashem gives you. Yagata. If you work on it, matzasa, Hashem gives you a present. Yoi chachma l'chachim on the Chavetz Chaim used to say that if you see big things in avoida, big madregas, that you're looking, I want to do that. But it's beyond your kachot. Don't worry about it. You start. Hashem gives you the capabilities. Person looks at the Gemara, it's too much for me. I can't get there. Start learning, and Hashem will add and give it to you. Chavetz Chaim says, all avodas Hashem, in all areas and issues of avodas, is the same thing. If the thing is way beyond your reach, do it anyway. Because Hashem gives the capability to accomplish. Yahiv Chachmasa L'Chachima. Alright? What do I learn from this? I learned from this something very interesting. Yogata Umatzasa. By the Igia, do you have to obtain anything? Let's say a person toils all day and knows nothing. Is that still yotze? Does that still suffice for your gata umatzos? A person is miyagi. Or, no, the first levels and steps of it you have to do yourself. The first levels and steps of it you have to do yourself. And then Hashem adds. So at least the first levels and steps you have to do yourself. Or even if you do nothing, but you work at it, that's good enough. Chayr your gata umatzos is what? is even if you obtain nothing at first, you just put in the effort. Anu ameilim v'heim ameilim, anu ameilim v'mekablim schar. You ever finish a mesechta? We say this. Chavetz Chaim used to say, I remember, Rafi, I had an issue with you about this. We discussed it, but Chavetz Chaim says it, that just for that meilus alone, you got to, just for putting in the effort. You get an A for effort, you did good. If you got an A for effort, you did good. You got to matzasa. Onu ameilim, just by ameilus, right? The famous marshal, the Chavetz Chaim, that for the shoes, that if you went into a shoemaker, you didn't finish the job, you're not going to get paid for it. I tried, I did halfway. I couldn't, I just tried. Sorry, no cigar. Get an A, as they say in English, get an A for effort, but you get an F on the test, right? We don't have that by Klal Yisrael. Anu ameilim kavim schar, an A for effort is an A. So the question is, why is that called chacham lei? Yeah, it's a nice horror. Bishlaim, if you learn, that's referring to Yiras Shamayim. I guess you have to obtain a little bit Yiras Shamayim. And once you get Yiras Shamayim, Hashem gives you wisdom. But in Chachmas HaTayr, according to Tzadik Chacham Lev, means Torah. And you start, and Hashem is. That's what it means. You start, it could even be a gear. Why is that called Chacham Lev? Could a person who just learns day and night be called a Chacham Lev? You like my horror? Posh Psha, I want to know, Puppy. We're reading. Come here, I'm going to take you all, I'm going to grab you by the necks. Listen to me. What does Chacham Lev mean? Why is it heart? What does it mean? So according to the Nitziv, Reb Chaim Volozhin means what? Yiras Shamayim. According to Reb Tzadik, it means learning, Torah. So what is the Pasuk telling me? That if you start on your own, Hashem is, He gives you. Nasan, Hashem gives it to you. Now, by Yiras Shamayim, you have to have a little bit of Yiras Shamayim. Kids, I have no Yiras Shamayim, I worked on it. I don't do such a thing. But what about by Torah, I'm asking? So maybe not. Maybe you have to, a little bit you have to get on your own. I don't think so. I think if you get nothing on your own, it's also good enough. So then why is he called a Chacham Lev? And the answer is, you see, you can be called in Torah Chacham Lev even with knowing nothing. As long as you tried and you were miyageya, you worked, you toiled, you worked hard, you are called a what? A chacham leiv. What's the pshat? You like it? You like it! You hear me? You hear me? Do you hear me? It's a simple question. What is chacham leiv? And Hashem gives. So if it's Yirat Shemayim, so you have to get a little bit. You have a little bit. A little bit Yirat Shemayim is a chacham leiv. Fine. What about in Torah? A little bit. But that's not what's mash. Mash means if you don't learn nothing. If you got nothing out of it. You tried. Hashem gives you wisdom. Why is it called Chacham Lev? Let me ask you further. I'm going to tell you now a third pshat in Chacham Lev. Alter from Kelim and Chachma Musar explains Chacham Lev. Midos toivos. Lev, heart, midos. The start of Chachma is midos toivos. You like it? Al pizeh mevur heitev, and I'm soon going to tell you his proofs.
Rebbe, how is different in Yerushalayim?
Yerushalayim is the fear of Hashem.
Midos tovot?
Midos toivos is something else, good traits. He's a nice person. He's a caring person. He doesn't have kas. He doesn't have gava. That's what we're going to learn soon. He talks about Bilam. He talks about Bilam. Who is the smartest guy in the guy? Bilam. Ein chacham bagayim kamei Bilam. Bilam is the wise man. Who is the most foolish idiot in the Torah?
Bilam.
Bilam. Same thing. The same wise man was the biggest idiot at the same time. Same thing. He's talking to donkeys and he's living with donkeys. It's unbelievable stuff that's going on here. You listening? The smartest man is the biggest fool. You know what the difference is? Gaiva. Bilam is a tremendous Balgaiva. That's it. All the wisdom disintegrates, dissipates. What's the word in English?
Dissipates.
It dissipates. When? When the midas are no good. Al pisa nevur. Hate. Ki ein adam nikra chacham. Rak. Behayoyse bal midas toimus. Says the Alta from Kelim and Chachma Musa, Chelik Aleph, page Shintes. The Yavin, V'os Tanuch HaChachma Etzloi. That's when the Chachma will stay by him. And he'll be able to do with the Chachma, and he'll retain it, and he'll understand, and v'chula v'chula. He says, K'moy Shinishtaga Chachma Amin. Take a look, the craziest guy in the world was Bilam. What happened? He wanted to be Mois Yisharim. You notice he says, Thomas Nafsi Mois Yisharim? He says it. I want to die like the others. Remember he said a thing like that? Thomas Nafsi Mois. It's one of the things Bilam says in his Nevuah. And a minute later, he gives what? An Eitzah to go and destroy Klal Yisrael by having multiple Znus. He has Znus Barabim in the multitudes. I thought you want Mois Yisharim. I don't understand. You said you wanted something. Thomas Nafshi Mois Yisharim. Hakoyel Bishvil Kesef. And this was all because of money. What happened to his wisdom? And the answer is Hakoyel Bishvil Gasusoi V'chemdosoi Nishlum Menuch Chachmasoi. Bad midas take away what? Chacham. Yeah, Ashoichad Ya'aver Einei Pichen. Wise men. They have a chemdas hamamin. They have a chemdas hamamin. And because of their chemdas hamamin, what happens? All the wisdom, pikhus, goes out the window. He brings very interesting rayas over here. Very interesting. Very interesting stuff he brings over here. Oh, he says like this. Take a look. I thought it very, very nice, because I once heard this marshal from Shalom Shvadron, but I see it's actually an Alta. I always thought it was his, but it's actually an Alta from Kalim. He brings a very nice story here. That there was once a guy. There was once a guy that went into a crazy home. Went into a crazy home. And he sees a guy sitting there. Didn't look too crazy to him. So he went over to him. He started talking to him. Didn't sound crazy either. As a matter of fact, they sat for over an hour and they had intelligent conversation. Intelligent conversation. Unbelievable. Yeah. He's thinking the whole time, why is this guy here? He's like, seems to be so normal. At the end of the conversation, he gives him his hand to say goodbye to him, and the crazy guy officially goes and gives him a whack across the face. What was that for? When they say crazy, you better believe it. I'm here for a reason. Pshat. Normal. But one thing. Short circuit. I read you how the Altam Kalim brings it down. Hu lamaze daima. It's beautiful, Rabbi. You don't know what you're missing here. You don't understand the wisdom behind these books. There's so much wisdom in these svarim here. Who lamaze daima? What is this compared to lamasha shamati ma'isa? You heard a story. Beish echot yeshama leshu ish chasar dam. They said about a certain guy. He's a kook. He's a crazy guy. He's a kook. Okay. You know it's very interesting. You ever see the ball players? The littlest thing spark them off. They become cuckoo. You ever saw that? A guy in the stand could scream something. He'll go into the stand. They'll start punching and kicking. And that. He's supposed to be an up-class citizen. What happened? He lost himself.
Usually it's the parents that go nuts.
Huh?
Usually it's the parents that go nuts when they
Over the kids. It's also one of the things. Now, here it says like this. Ma'isi b'shech sh'shom aleshu ish chasar de v'holach l'boika. He went to check out. Who's this crazy guy? V'shomu mimenu ki yadavim b'heska v'daz. And he sees these guys making a lot of sense. He's talking. He tells him, you know what, maybe can I come and visit you? So he went with him. He started to choke him to death. He was you should know, all the mass murderers, They act very normal in the street. I don't know if you know that. They talk, they're very polite, they open the door for the old ladies. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, something just, something snaps. Out of nowhere, they start, they'll kill you, they'll start choking you, you hear? It's unbelievable. Lashlicha chutzai dea chalayin, he's ready to throw him out the window. I'm like, Mazais, what are you talking about? Why are you doing this? Heishavloi, megeit by ha'ish meshuga, azra eki ha'emes mashasham alev. In other words, this is it. That's the crazy man. The crazy man is normal, brilliant, smart, and all of a sudden, cuckoo. Bilam was smart, normal, but yeah, President Clinton. We spoke about him. The idiot. Yeah, talks brilliant. Chachma, taiva. The taiva makes the smartest of men the most foolish people in the world. So this is chacham leif, the midas. Okay, so we have either it means Yira Shemayim, either it means Torah, or it means what?
Midas.
Since when is Midas called a Chachma? Now it's interesting, all the Musar talks about Chachma Musar, Das Chachma, maybe because he talks about Yira Shemayim, or maybe he talks about Midas, because Midas is also Chachma. There's this particular wisdom, a wisdom in Midas. See, I'm trying to understand if Chacham Leiv means Midas. So Baal Midas is called a what? A Chacham Leiv. So he explains why. Because the Chachma could not bring anything if he doesn't have Midas. Which means he doesn't, all his wisdom is worth nothing unless he has Midas. So actually it's not the Midas which is the Chachma. But it's the Midas which is the retainer of the Chachma. You understand what I'm trying to get at? I'm trying to understand how is Midas a wisdom? How is Midas Chachma? So, the way he's learning the Alta from Kalim means like this. Since you can only retain the wisdom, since you can only utilize the wisdom, if you have Midas, otherwise a person could say and do the craziest things. So like the bottle, the kufsa, the kelim that the chachma comes in is the midas. Aydilma, or maybe the actual midas is chachma. How is midas chachma? So we could say, because it takes a tremendous amount of wisdom to fix the midas. That's another way to say it, right? I believe that actually it's none of the above. It's a third thing. Midas is a tremendous wisdom. And it's not just the wisdom, it's the wisdom of the heart. I believe this as a yesod, that throughout my life I've established this as a yesod mutzak. Midas is a wisdom for itself. And it's not the wisdom of the mind as much as the wisdom of the heart. And this is the point of today's share. I repeat again, just the last nekuda, because it's important to hear clearly what I'm getting. The Netziv learns, Chacham Leiv is what? Yiras Shamayim. Why Belev? So I explained to you, because Yiras Shamayim is Belev, or like Rabbi Chanan explains, if the Leiv is no good, because right, the Tziv makes it sound Yiras Shamayim is Belev. That's the way he says it. I'm just saying, maybe according to Rabbi Chanan, that the heart has to be pure to protect the Yiras Shamayim. So then that's why it's Belev. Rav Tzadik learns that it means Torah. It's an internal wisdom. But if a person just learns and he didn't achieve anything, yeah, that's already called a Chacham Leiv. The Alta from Kelim is learning that what's called a Chacham Leiv, Midas Taivis. So we said the way he explains it, why? Because if a person has Midas Taivis, it protects his wisdom, that it shouldn't disintegrate, it shouldn't lose, he shouldn't lose his wisdom. Then I said, or maybe we could say, that since it is the Kli, Lachzik, it is the Keli, it is the utensils that hold the wisdom, so therefore it's called a Chachma. Or we could say that it takes wisdom to work on the Midas, maybe. There's a wisdom on obtaining Midas. You understand? So either the wisdom protect, either the midas protect the wisdom, like what's mashmal the altum kelim, or the midas is the kli. Well, that's the same thing. I'm sorry. The midas is the kli. We're saying is the altum. Excuse me. Is that or it takes chachma to obtain midas, or I believe the third pshat is the most true of them all. The final pshat I believe is there's a wisdom of the heart, which is midas. There's wisdom of the mind, and there's wisdom of the heart. The wisdom of the heart is midas, and I'm going to explain it. You hear what I'm saying? U'belev kol chacham lev. The wisdom of the heart is midas taivus. What does that mean? Many people believe that if you think with your mind and you disconnect your emotions and your feelings, that's called true intellect. Pure intellect. You don't follow intuition. You follow intellect. Anything which can be proven by a theory of A plus B equals C, it's nothing. It's called dry intellect. There's a whole world like that, that believes that if a person separates his emotions from his thinking, he is a wise man. And that's the shayrish of all chachamim, that they're able to dissipate the wisdom, to disattach, dislodge the wisdom from the heart. By Torah, it's not that way. The Chachmas HaTorah requires to join together the emotions and the Chachma of the heart, of the mind. It is the Mizug. It is the...
Tayaludi.
Give me a good word in English, a Mizug. It's, huh? What?
Mixture.
It's not a better word. A mizuk is when you embroid, when you combine and you embroid together two things.
Integration
of the two things together. A mizuk of what? Integrate the mind and the heart together. That's the wisdom of Chachma Satir. You know, there are many Gedolim that have no idea what's flying in the outside world. They never read books. They never read books. They never read sciences. But newspapers, nothing. And still, they give tremendous eitzot with keen insight. And the answer is because they have something which is called Chachmas HaTorah, which is the mind and the heart in combination, which produces a certain Chachma. It produces an unbelievable wisdom. And it's like an intuition. It's a gut feeling of the heart. If you use such an expression, the gut feeling. The heart is talking. The heart is talking. The emotions are talking. And those emotions are also a chacham lev. U'belev kol chacham lev. Hashem says, Nasati chachma, I gave him wisdom. I want to say over something that I saw from the Michtam Eliyahu, which I think is the raya to what I'm saying. The Michtam Eliyahu in Chel Gimel, page 296. Yiras Hashem hi chachma. We just said that Yiras Hashem is a wisdom. What is the wisdom of Yiras Hashem? What is it? What does it mean? It's a wisdom? It's a chachma? It's a wisdom? I fear Hashem. Wow, oh, he's brilliant. A brilliant person. He fears Hashem. Says the Michtam Eliyahu something very interesting. A person who's intelligent will not listen to a pilpul. You know what a pilpul is? A pilpul is when a guy goes, it's a whole speech, this and that.
No point.
Talk to the point. What are you talking about? A not intelligent person has no difference. Ooh, he gets very excited. Wow. Wow, look at him, he's throwing around all these things, and but it's humble jumble, it's nothing, right? If the guy's intelligent, he listens and he goes, wait a minute, that's a lot of nothing. I mean, you said a lot of things, but it doesn't make sense what you're saying, right? Chachmas HaTeva, those that are wise in science. Also, don't like theories that can't be proven. No matter how brilliant the theory is, but it's just a theory if you can't prove it, right? If you can't prove a theory, so the scientist who's intelligent says, who cares? Who cares what you have to say? It doesn't mean anything to me, right? The simpleton, wow, look at that. The air, the balloons, and so what? It doesn't mean anything, right? So too, chachma, sheinenu b'leiv, eina chachma klal. Wisdom, which doesn't penetrate into the heart, is not really wisdom. Sharei einenu b'metzias. It's not real. What is it? It's just dimyon. You're right. It's knowledge, but it's not reality. There's nothing reality about it. The most wise man, when he talks, his lifestyle, and then you don't listen to what he has to say. You know why? It's nothing. It's just talk. It's speeches. It doesn't mean anything. So they have a new thing. You know, they have a new thing in America. They like to divide it. All these darshanim and all these preachers and all these talk shows, you know what they tie? Don't look at my personal life. What do you want from me? Look at the merit of my words. If what I'm saying makes sense, what's the difference? Who's saying it? In America, they used to say, look at the message and not the messenger. Right? That's the big lumpness that they came up with. Why? Because they're talking, but their life doesn't back up behind the words anything. So therefore, what are they told? So they tell you, don't look at the Metzias, look at the Dimyon. You should know the entire movie industry is based on that. The entire intellect of the guy is based on that. You know, the college, the professor, he's sitting there and he's darshaning, he's wearing his tie. And this same professor, if he walks into his house and you would live with him for a week, you would respect the person. You would say, this is a behemoth. And America doesn't care. It doesn't make a difference. You know why it doesn't make a difference? Because it's not about the Metzias. It's about the outwardly wisdom, the chachma. So what's the difference? A tape recorder says it. Who cares? Let a tape recorder say it.
It's who you are, not what you are.
That's right. It's what you say, not who you are. The idea of chachma is belief. It has to be in the heart. So what do I understand from this? I understand the Maariv Dikra Yisayid. There's wise person. There's a brilliant mind and a wise person. You hear the difference? There's a brilliant mind, but it doesn't mean he's a wise person. The mahut of the person is not wisdom. Klapi chutz, you're right. A plus B equals C theories and books and he writing. But the hergeshim of the person, the emotions of the person, are not wise ones. Put it together, the chachma and the wise man, you know what you have? You have G'dayilei Torah. And that's what it means. Yohiv chakimu l'chachimoso. Hashem takes the chacham lei. Hashem takes the chacham lei. And what does he do with him? The chacham lei is the wisdom of the midas, of the emotion, of the person, of his ergation. And he says, you know what? You, I'm going to give extra knowledge. Yahid! Chachma l'chakima. Now I'm going to show you something most beautiful that I saw on Shabbos. There was a Rosh Hashim in Eretz Yisrael. He learned in the mirror. His name was Reb Chaim Kamil. He was a tzaddik. He was a beautiful, beautiful person. Really a real special Talmud Chacham. I think he learned by Reb Nachum, if I'm not mistaken, or together with Reb Nachum. He says something very beautiful. He brings a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Tanur Rabban. Listen to an interesting Gemara. Rabbi say, you'll be shocked. Tanur Rabban, Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Beis, Amid Beis. Sorry, Tzadik Beis, Amid Beis. B'sho shehippel nevuchadnetzar rosh es chananya mishol v'azaryo l'kiv shana esh. At the time that the Nebuchadnezzar threw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah into the fire. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yecheskel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel, Leich v'hachie meisim bebikas Dura. Go be mechaye meisim in the valley of Dura. Kiva shehech yoysam. Once he revived those bones, right? The famous story with Daniel, they revived the bones. I'm sorry, Yecheskel, they revived the bones. Excuse me, not Daniel, Yecheskel. Bo atzmois v'tofkuloi lo'oysa rosh alpanov. So those bones came and hit Nebuchadnezzar on his mouth. Pirish Rashi, Shema oysa natsama shalmesa mebikas dura osu kelim l'Nebuchadnezzar. So they went and they made cups, utensils from those bones. U'b'shah shehech yecheskel es atzama yisein bo v'tofkal pishul k'shiratzim lishtois mehem. So Yecheskel said, what are these? He said that these are bones that were Mechaye Mason. Pasach for Omar. So then the Nebuchadnezzar started to say praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He started saying a Shira. What was the Shira that he said? Atoyi! You, Kamaravravin, how great is the Moifsim, the Oisois, Atoyi Kamaravravin, Vitamoi Kamat Kifin, and his wonders, how strong they are, Umalchuse Malchus Aleim, and his kingdom is the kingdom of Vishaltone, and his Shlita over the world is Dor Vador. These are the first Psukim in Daniel. Omreb Yitzchak. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, Yutzak Zov Reiteach L'Teich Piv Shalai Sarasha. He should have a tremendous klala, tremendous curse. Gold, hot gold, should go into the mouth of this Rasha. Why? Because if not for the Malach that came and punched him in the mouth, Bikesh L'Ganeis Kol Shirois V'Sishbachay Sha'am Medavim B'Seifat Tehillim. He was ready to come and make embarrassment of all the shirois and sishbachos that David HaMelech said unto him. Yeah? So the Malach came and punched him in the mouth and stopped him, put him in his place. Otherwise, he would have mamish made a mockery of David HaMelech's shirois and sishbachos. Says Rashi, what? Why would he do this? What does this mean? Shatam shoyin Nebuchadnezzar all leganes hirsus bachos shom David HaMelech. How is this to be? Says Rashi, mishum shoyin misadish shvachos nois yoisami David. Because what he was saying was nicer than what David HaMelech was saying. Nebuchadnezzar's praises to Hashem, says Rashi, in interpretation of the Gemara, was more beautiful, more eloquent than what David HaMelech said in Tehillim. Says the Marsha, better than Tillim? How could it have been better than Tillim? What? What could a person say more eloquence, more beautiful than Tillim? Says Marsha, because David HaMelech spoke in general. And then you have to interpret through Rashi, through the Mefarshim. Nebuchadnezzar was going to be Mefaret. He was going to detail all the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had he not been stopped by who? By the says the Rashash, I can't accept that. More beautiful than David HaMelech? Hashem would have liked that? That's the Lashon of the Marsha. Ilu Omran HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yonayit Achreya. The Marsha says, had Nebuchadnezzar said it, we wouldn't have Tillim. We would have Shirois Nebuchadnezzar. Hashem would have chosen that over David HaMelech, says the Marsha. Ask the Rashash, what? What? See, he wants to say it doesn't mean literally Hashem would have chosen it, and it doesn't mean literally that it was nicer, but in the eyes of the people who would read it, they would find it nicer. Because Chas V'Shalom, you can't come and say. So what's the Nebuchadnezzar's Tillim would be more than David's Tillim? What are you saying, Marshal? Bikesh Leganes Kol Shiro Sha'amru David, The Hamoin Am would think that way, but not Chas V'Shalom would be that way. But the Marsha says not like that. The Marsha says not like that. The answer is, the Marsha and the Rashash are actually saying the same thing. Externally, the Nebuchadnezzar's was more poetic, and it was more beautiful, and it was nicer, and that was external. David HaMelech's was more beautiful internally. Chaim Kamil, huh? Tzadik. These are the words of a tzadik. This is the words of someone who learned his whole life. You hear what he's saying? It's true, yes, it's true that eloquence and poetically and literally Nebuchadnezzar would be way past David HaMelech's literature. Mark Twain was also tremendous. And who was the other chai, somebody that wrote books? Mark Twain and who else? And then Shakespeare. Shakespeare. We know it was misaf alachur. It was wisdom of the pen, not wisdom of the heart. David HaMelech was what? Shivchi k'mayim libech noichach b'nei Hashem. The heart. Shivchi k'mayim libech. It was something of the heart. It was the wisdom that poured from his heart through his pen to the paper. Navadet. Of course, Hashem accepted that much more. And he brings another ayah. I'd like to say it over. And then he brings up something from Chaim Shmuel Lev. It's a brilliant thing. He brings that in Parshas Noach, Perek Yud, Pasuk Tes. It says about Nimrod, Hu Hoyo Gibor Tzayid Lifnei Hashem. He was a tremendous hunter. You know, Nimrod? Nimrod was a big hunter. But what kind of hunter was he? A hunter? Lifnei Hashem. What does that mean? I mean, everything's lifnei Hashem. What is it? He was a hunter in front of Hashem. Wait, was he a hunter in a different place? Of course, it was lifnei Hashem. So the Eben Ezra learns it was lifnei Hashem, like the mizbeach, like the Beis Hamikdash lifnei Hashem. That he used to bring karbanis. He used to build mizbeach. And be makiv karbanis. Yes, he was a gibor tzai lifnei Hashem. Says the Rabban, what? Eben Ezra, how dare you write this? What are you telling me that Nimrod was a tzaddik? You hear? How dare you say this? Are you saying that Nimrod was a tzaddik? Matav melpo, ein dvar of nirim. This doesn't make any sense. Vehine hu matzlik harasha. You're making the Rasha to a tzaddik. You're saying the yadu Rasha the Kabbalah. I'm saying our Chazal tells us there was no bigger Rasha than Nimrod. What are you talking about? What did Eben Ezra say? You know what the answer is? Says Reb Chaim Kamil. Of course he was Makriv Karbanis. So what? Shakespeare wrote beautiful literature. So what? What does one have to do with the other? Outwardly, the outer actions of a man say nothing about his inner soul, his inner person. Nimrod was the biggest Russian. He was Makriv Karbanis. It looked good. Looks good. Ooh, Nimrod. Again, he's another card. Ooh, very nice. That was only Misafai Lachutz. Lifnei Hashem. It's only outwardly. He behaved like that. He was a tremendous hunter. He was a Kabbalist. He was fooling the public. And maybe even meant it. But on an outwardly. Inwardly, it meant nothing. You know, you like it? Yafeh? So it says, for Reb Chaim Shmulev, it's a beautiful thing. Zechat Tzadik, Kaddish, L'Racham. He says people make a big mistake when they give a hesped on a tzaddik. They say, oh, he did this and he did that. And then the big acts of greatness of the tzaddik. Says Reb Chaim Shmulev, it's the acts of the tzaddik. That's not what's great about it. They're acts. It's the tzaddik who made the acts great. I repeat you the words. It's not the actions that make the man big. It's the man that makes the actions big. You could put on tefillin. You know, two people put on tefillin. Big thing to put on tefillin. One guy puts on tefillin and he has kavanah and yiras shamayim. It elevates the ma'isa. And the other one, what? The other one put on tefillin. You know the story of eating apple and eating apple. Rav Shaul Shadron used to say it over. You know the story? You know that? He said over from one of the big rebbes that he cut open an apple and he made a bracha and he ate it. The chassid is looking. He tells him, tell me something. You know the difference between me and you? He says, no, I mean, I can say a lot of things, but what are you referring to? He says, take an apple. Took the apple, made a bracha, and he ate it. He said, let me tell you the difference. The difference is, you make the bracha so you can eat the apple. I eat the apple so I can make the bracha. It's the same act of eating apples. But there's a difference? Sure there's a difference. The kavana, the intentions, the soul and feelings that one puts into the ma'isa make it a completely different ma'isa. It looks like they're both eating apples. That's what it looks like. Outwardly. It looks like Nimrei is being makar of karbanis. It looks like that. But you can't compare it to what Avraham Avinu was makar of karbanis to what Nimrei is makar of karbanis, right? The person creates the ma'isa. Now let's get back to what I want. The lave, the heart, the feelings, the emotions, create the chachma. The heart makes the wisdom, the emotions, the feelings, the caring. I'll prove it to you. And then we'll sum it all up. Moshe Rabbeinu, while everybody was busy taking gold and silver from Mitzrayim, right? What was Moshe Rabbeinu involved with? Atzmus Yosef. You know what the Chachamim define Moshe Rabbeinu's act? They use a pasuk to describe Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember the pasuk? Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos. This you'll see the beauty of Rabbi Wolpin's Torah. Here you'll see where it comes to, where it shines through. Interesting pasuk. Chacham Lev. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos. Tell me, it wasn't a mitzvah to take the clay kesem and clay zav. It was also a mitzvah. Sure it was. I don't see the Hashem told everybody to do what? Take the gold and silver. So while everybody was busy with the gold and silver, he was doing this. So don't say Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos. Second of all, what does it mean Yikach Mitzvos? Chacham Lev, or what? Where is the wisdom involved? What does Chacham Lev mean? And you know what the answer is? You can have a mitzvah where it's all about you. You're right, it's a mitzvah, but it's all about you. To get the money from Mitzrayim is you. But then there's a mitzvah where a person is not about him and his, it's about a regesh, the heart. Atzmus Yosef. The choice of what you do in mitzvahs has to do a lot with the regesh. It has to do with the feelings. Intellect, my high, me high. What's the difference, this mitzvah, that mitzvah? Chacham Lev, the wisdom, the chachma which comes from the lev, dictates what? Atzmus Yosef. You hear it? You have this mitzvah and you have this mitzvah. What's the difference? They're both a mitzvah. That's intellect. Intellect tells you a mitzvah is a mitzvah. Ki einati yedeya matan scharin shal mitzvahs. Havizar b'mitzvah kala kibachamura. She'iati yedeya matan scharin shal mitzvahs. You can't intellectually differentiate between mitzvahs. Iati yedeya matan scharin shal mitzvahs. Tell me something. if there's an almana who needs money, and then there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin, which one comes first?
Almana.
Who told you?
Hashem first.
Huh?
Hashem first.
No,
Hashem first.
Regish, we feel bad for them.
If someone is sitting and learning, and the children are crying, and his wife is bursting from pressure, should he take out the Shulchan Aruch and say, wait a minute, Shulchan Aruch, it says, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, and this is a mitzvah, and that's a mitzvah, and there's a mitzvah to help my wife, and there's a mitzvah, and there's a Talmud Torah, and there's a Kadesh, should he do all that?
She's the source of everything.
What do you think? You don't think anything because you're confused on the topic. But you hear what I'm talking about? I'm not saying anything is pasha, but I'm trying to tell you is that chacham lev yikach mitzvahs. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had two mitzvahs in front of him. There's certain wisdom of the heart. There's a certain wisdom to choose the lev, the heart, chachma. There's a wisdom to the heart as well. You understand? Chacham lev, yikach mitzvahs. You'll know what's more important. Eh? When someone is bleeding, and you have to look into a Shulchan Aruch, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? You remember such a Shulchan Aruch?
Take a bending.
What does the Shulchan Aruch say? If someone is bleeding and he comes to ask a Shaila, what is he called? Ritzach. And Hilchah Shabbos. What do you mean? Everybody should always ask a Shaila. You should always ask a Shaila. It's a, such a Dover Pashit. It's not 100% of Bikuach Nefesh. Maybe it's not 100% of Bikuach Nefesh. And the answer is it's a Safik Bikuach Nefesh. I would like to introduce to you Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. Think about it. There are certain things which the heart, the Chachmas HaLev, knows what's right and what's wrong. You can't accept that because it's hard for you to live that way.
Like Ege.
Who?
Ege, Ege.
Thank you.
People create
Ege.
How do you know what's right and not right?
I didn't say that you should follow the wrong thing with the heart.
How are you supposed to know? That's what you're asking. Your heart is telling you to move over here and your mind is telling you to move over there.
You know what the answer is? Okay, I'll tell you the answer. Chacham Lev is a dark. I mean, you have to go to someone who's a Chacham Lev. You're right. And a Chanami. The Hamoin Am, the regular person, might not know this. But the Chacham Lev will know, and Osati Chachma, Hashem adds to his to this wisdom, Hashem will add Chachma. Why is this important to the Mishkan? And let's end. And the answer is, I believe strongly that the architect of the Mishkan was the same thing. There was an external building. It brought out feelings. There was lev in everything that was done in the Mishkan. And I don't mean lev just like a get well card. I'm talking about deep yesoides of lev. I'm a sayim. It was this. These were the measurements. You're right. The external measurements were this, this, and that. But you needed a chachma slave to create the true Mishkan. There's an external and an internal Mishkan. And the emotions, that's what Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is saying. Loi ha-maisa, miroyim mesa adam, ela adam, miroyim. It's what you put into the maisa that creates, what you put into the maisa that creates the chachmas lev great feelings and emotions, the hergeshim that they had when they built the Mishkan, they put into the Mishkan.
That gave it its source of power.
As a matter of fact, Chazal tell us that the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built could never got destroyed, because the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Ahava to Klal Yisrael couldn't get destroyed. They made an external building based on internal things which can never be extinguished. You must put your whole mahus and heart into a mitzvah. And when you do that, you create a beautiful mitzvah. This Rabbi Isai is Chacham Leiv. This Rabbi Isai is its significance to the Mishkan. How much heart you put into something is what it is. You know, I'll tell you a cute thing. They used to say over that when the grandmother made food, it was a secret recipe. What's the secret? She told you to take cinnamon, salt, pepper, whatever, cumin. Love she put into it. There's a hidden ingredient. Like we have Shabbos as a hidden ingredient. There's also what? Hergish, regish. It comes out differently. I don't know what it is. It comes out differently. And Guy, you want the same thing. I once told you over the Altos Labatka. Tell you the Meisen? Altos Labatka used to have somebody who used to bring him porridge every day. Every day brought him porridge. And he made it a certain way. Farina. Kitzer, the person had this bachar had to leave yeshiva, so he asked a different guy to take care of it. This guy wanted to outdo the first guy. So he made it with a little more sugar, put a little more butter. He made it more, you know, schmaltzy, as they say, a little more misolet. Umishamna. He made it a little more, you know. He puts it down in front of the altar. The altar gives a whiff, takes a bite, and he starts to yell, Treif! Chazer! Boy! Everybody came running. What'd you put into the Rebbe's soup? Well, what'd you do there? He said, nothing. I made it with farina, butter, and milk. I don't know. What did I put in there? Maybe let's check the milk. They checked the milk. It's good. They checked the butter. Everything was 100% kosher. So he asked the altar, Gaiva! You put Gaiva into the farina. You try to outshow the other guy. Yeah? Love also can be put into chfeitzim. Love could be put into mitzvahs. And chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. Emotion. Shouldn't be mitzvahs anashe mili muda. And that was necessary. Particular. Bedafka for what? For the Mishkan. Let's learn. Chacham leiv. Midas. Your shemayim. Internal chachma. Try not to be external. Try to be internal. Real people. Real. There's a whole world of not real. Here in this yeshiva, we're going to work on being real. Pure. Inside. Good. Caring. Feelings. Chacham leiv yikach mitzvah. Rabbi Isai, have a good week.
What about Rabbeinu B'chaya?
Oh, Rabbeinu B'chaya, I didn't finish. He's right, Rabbeinu B'chaya. I'm sorry, the Lavin Bey's the sea mice. Ay, 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 ay. Okay, so let me tell you what I think. You want to hear what I want to tell you? I'll tell you what I want to tell you. Leiv is the midas that gets attached to the interpretations of the wisdom. A lot of midas. Maybe there's Lavin Bey's in them. Kina. Taiva. Gaiva, Anova, Achna. There's maybe Shvilim of the lathe of how to get to the Chachma. That's the Shvile. The Lamed Bey Shvilim and lathe. Lathe has maybe 32 paths in how to reach the Chachma. You can look through Kina, you can look through Anova, you can look through Gaiva, you can look through Taiva. There's so many different Shvilim that a person could look and reach the Chachma through. Those are the what? Chachmas leiv, the lamed bey shvilim of the heart.
Have a good day.
Have a nice day.
Good.